Good morning. I want to greet each one in Christ's name this morning. Turn with me to John chapter 13, where we have the teaching on feet washing. This morning, sitting here, I had to think back to when I was first became a member and the first few times that I did feet washing. I know we have quite a few young people who have just become a part of the church in the last few years, and I don't know if it's the same for you, but I'm guessing it is, that when it came to feet washing, I got really nervous. I'm not going to ask for a raise of hands, but I don't know how many of you young ones get really nervous when it comes to feet washing. Relax. Nobody's judging you for how you do the feet washing, and that isn't what's significant about it. It's the being obedient to God's command. John 13, beginning at verse 3, says, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hand, and that he was come from God and went to God, he rises from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. And after that he poureth water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter. Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? And I'm going to pause there. I'll pick up the rest of the verses later. But what is the significance of washing feet? As I was studying for this, I read something I had never come across before in studying for this, but that there are actually churches, because Jesus is the only one seen washing feet in this, that the pastor is the only one that washes feet. And I'm really glad that in our group of churches, our teaching, Anabaptist theology, that we have practiced this one with another. Everyone washes feet with someone else. I think that's what Jesus meant here, as we'll see later when he lays out the commandment. But as we think about washing each other's feet today, is it possible to go through the motions and not really mean it? Is it possible to wash someone else's feet, but do it flippantly and not really think about why Jesus commanded us to do it? And I think it is. I think it is easy, especially the fact we do it twice a year, year after year. If you've been doing it for 30, 40, 50 years, why do we do it? It's to show our love and our humility. But should it only happen twice a year? Kind of like when we talk about Easter. Should we only remember Christ's death and resurrection at Easter? No, it should be a year-long commemoration, a year-long remembering what he did. And the same thing here. If we leave this morning and we don't think about loving our brother or sister, humbling ourselves before them to wash their feet 2 weeks from now, 4 months from now, then I think what we did today was done flippantly and not sincerely. But I wanted us to think this morning, there's lots of ways for us to wash one another's feet. By acts of kindness, by helping someone out, taking a meal into someone who is in need of that, helping babysit for a young mother, helping a brother out with something he needs help with. Let's remember to do this all year long. John 13, 34 to 35, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another. And this is so true. The world around us may not know God's love except for what they see in our own lives. And so are we loving our brother and our sisters all year long? Let's go on then, verse 7 and on of chapter 13. Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith to him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. But then, if I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. And I'm going to stop there. I was thinking about this idea of washing one another's feet, of why did Jesus teach us to do these things? And I believe it was to help us to recognize the fact that we are all equal in God's eyes. Do we believe that? I think it's easy for us at times to, maybe not the way I was thinking of the caste system in India, where you have all these different levels of caste, and if you're part of a higher caste, you just refuse to do certain things. I was reading up on it last night, and like the lowest class, they're the ones that sweep the streets and clean out the sewers and all this. The worst, the dirtiest jobs. Then the ones at the top are the ones who are the teachers, the educators, the rulers. In between there come the different groups, the ones that do the fighting, the ones that do the that run the businesses. And even in our capitalistic system here in the U.S., we don't have a caste system the way they do in India, that you're born into it and there's no way to get out of it. There's no way to buy your way out of it. Even unlike chattel slavery that was in the U.S. 200 years ago, there you could buy your way out of it. There, in the caste system, there's no way to buy your way out of it. But even the capitalistic system, we do have people maybe we look at as being higher caste, higher level, higher class than we are. And it's easy to fall into that. But as a brotherhood today, this morning, no matter if you're the smartest or the simplest person this morning, we are equal. And I think the feet washing is part of God's, Jesus' teaching to remind us of that, that we're no greater than another, that we're all equal in God's eyes. And these verses, too, were a reminder that this feet washing was not about, is not about washing dirt or smell off our feet. If you've ever done feet washing in a third world country where they have to walk to church, you'll end up washing dirt off their feet. It can be kind of disgusting. Here, the worst thing probably you'll deal with is ugly toenails and a smelly feet. But can we still wash our sister and our brother's feet in a loving way and love them beyond what we see in their feet? I think it's a way for us to show that we are no better than they. We are as imperfect as they. We struggle just the way they do. I hope we can remember that this morning. Galatians 3:28 says, There's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, there's neither male nor female, for we are all one in Christ. One last thing I want to close with this morning is to remember that feet washing isn't just to show love. I think it's also to show grace. Understanding that just as the feet that we may be washing are imperfect, have flaws, we have flaws internally. As we wash our brothers, sisters' feet this morning, do we have grace? Are we showing grace to them, that we care for them in spite of all that? I hope so. The Lord bless each one of you.